Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
The Phil Brown Classic was held in Jamestown this last weekend. Six different teams, including Lemoore, in action, and Lemoore would take home a 2-2 record. They split Friday's action going 1-on-1, lost on Saturday, and then yesterday in the fifth place game, they took on Dickinson, and the final score read 10-6. Lemoore jumped out to a 7-6 lead after just two innings, and then Lemoore would score the next three and come out victorious. Lemoore now advances to 12-8 on the season. They'll jump back into district play before hosting the district tournament beginning July 27th. By the way, got to give a shout out to Corbin Potts, who recorded two more RBI yesterday. He has recorded an RBI in five straight games. Coming up today at 4:45, a rarity here on the Tornado. We'll be covering Babe Ruth baseball. Carrington comes to town. They'll take on Oaks. Coverage starts at 4:50, and the first pitch is at 5 o'clock, right here on KDDR, the Tornado. I'm sure you've heard the news at this point, but I still got to share it with you. Over the weekend, the Pac-12 officially announced that they are going to a conference-only schedule for their fall sports. And that means that North Dakota State's game against the University of Oregon has been canceled. Beat reporter for the Oregon Ducks, James Crepia, says that Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins is planning on trying to reschedule a game with North Dakota State. The bad news is, according to NDSU play-by-play guy Jeff Culhane, the first opening is 2027. One last bit of college news here before we wrap things up. The NJCAA, or also known as JUCO, says they're planning on moving all of their fall sports to the spring. Last week, NDSCS announced that they would not be playing football this fall, and it seems like the rest of the JUCO organization will be following suit. And that's a look at sports. I'm Ace Sauerwein.